Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Winners of 8 straight ball games, the hottest team in the Midwest League is back at Modern Woodman Park, ready for Game 5 of their 6-game series against the Peoria Chiefs. Good Friday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchville with you, as always, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching us on Bally Live or MILB TV, or just listening at riverbandits.com, so glad to have you along for Game 14 of the 2024 River Bandits season, and as I mentioned, the fifth of 6 games between the Bandits and the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, the Peoria Chiefs. Quad Cities leads the way in the Midwest League. They are 10-3 overall and winners of 8 straight ball games. Quad Cities is off to its best start since 2015, when the Bandits also opened up the year 10-3. That year, Quad Cities would go on to win 88 total games in the regular season, the second most in franchise history, dating all the way back to the late 1800s. So if Quad Cities is going to follow the script of the 2015 squad, then I think the Bandits are set for quite the summer here in downtown Davenport. Let's take a look back at the 8th consecutive win for Quad Cities yesterday. It was another pitcher's duel, but the Bandits came out on top 4-3. They got some early offense, a 2-run homer from Brett Squires with 2 outs in the bottom of the first gave Steven Zoback a nice early cushion to work with, but it was really 2 more runs than he even needed. Zoback was perfect until the 6th inning. He gave up just no runs, 1 hit, no walks, and 6 strikeouts in 6 innings. That's the 3rd quality start pitched by a Bandits hurler this year, and the 1st for Steven Zoback. He was absolutely phenomenal. Not only did he complete 6 scoreless innings, he needed just 59 pitches to do so, and only 13 of those weren't a strike. Just an all-around terrific outing from the former Cal Berkeley Golden Bear. And tonight he'll get to watch Frank Mazzucato, the Royals' number 1 prospect back in 2021. He'll get the ball for Quad Cities. But a little more on him later. The Bandits took their 2-0 lead in the 5th inning and tacked on another. They got a tally courtesy of Carter Jensen with a runner at third base and 1 out. Jensen grounded out to first base, but allowed the run to score. And then in the 6th, the Bandits got a run on a wild pitch to take a 4-0 lead. In the 7th inning, Ryan Ramsey took over on the bump for Zoback. He got the first out easily, but then allowed the next two batters to reach before giving up a three-run homer to Osvaldo Tovalin. Those runs the first for Peoria since Game 2 of the doubleheader 2 days ago. They had gone 17 innings, make that 16 innings, without scoring a run, but they got on the board and immediately trimmed the Bandits' lead down to just one run. But after the homer, Ramsey would completely lock in, giving up just one more base runner over the final two innings, and he would pick up his second save in as many opportunities this year. A 9-out save, allowing the three runs in the three innings on two hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. So another terrific night for the River Bandits pitching staff, which has been one of the best in not only high A, but all of minor league baseball this year. And it all begins with the starting rotation. After six scoreless from Steven Zoback yesterday, Quad City starters now own a team ERA of 167, a .93 whip, and an opponent batting average of 174. All three of those marks are top three in high A to begin the season. They'll look to continue that momentum into Game 5 of this series tonight. They've already claimed the series, taking 4 out of 6, but now the Bandits are looking for their first sweep of 2024. Time for a quick break here on the River Bandits pregame show. When we come back, we'll tell you about the starting lineups for tonight's game and also tell you about the starters. I mentioned Frank Mazzucato for Quad Cities. For Peoria, it's the 23-year-old left-hander from Dallas, Texas, Pete Hansen, ready to make his third start of the year. He clocks in at number 26 on MLB Pipeline's rankings for top St. Louis Cardinals prospects. So two top prospects going head-to-head once again tonight. Can't wait to bring you the action in a little less than 5 minutes. The pregame show continues in just a moment here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Welcome back to downtown Davenport and the John O'Donnell Press Box here at Modern Woodman Park. Let's finish off with tonight's pregame show and get you the starting lineup cards for both teams. First, for the Peoria Chiefs, the high A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals, their lineup is put together by third-year skipper Patrick Anderson. Leading off at second base, it's Dakota Harris. Juan Bin Cho is back in the lineup batting second and manning center field. And batting third, it's the left fielder Zach Levinson. Leonardo Bernal will be the DH batting fourth. Osvaldo Tovalin bats fifth and plays third. And batting sixth, the shortstop Brody Moore. Joshua Baez will play right field and hit seventh. Luis Rodriguez makes his first start of the series, batting eighth and playing first base. And batting ninth, the catcher Carlos Linares. Pete Hansen is the starter for Peoria today. He makes his third start of the year. He enters the ballgame 0-1 with an .831 earned run average. Now the starting lineup for the River Bandits, as put together by manager Brooks Conrad. Leading off in center field, Carson Rockefort. Carter Jensen will bat second and play catcher. And batting third, it's the third baseman, Trevor Werner. Brett Squires is across the way at first base, batting cleanup. Cale Emshott bats fifth and is the DH. And batting sixth, it's the right fielder, Jared Dickey. Justin Johnson's over at second base, batting seventh. Dustin Dickerson plays short and bats eighth. And batting ninth, it's the left fielder, Davies Nadal. On the hill for Quad Cities, the number four prospect in the Kansas City Royals organization, Frank Mazzucato, ready to make his second start of the season and his first here at Modern Woodman Park. Time for the national anthem. We're going to wind down the pregame festivities. And when we come back, we've got first pitch for game five of this six-game series coming your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
By the world of Davenport. Performing tonight's anthem, please welcome Dolly Lawrence.
River Bandits Baseball is back on the air tonight at Modern Woodman Park for Game 5 of a six-game series against the Peoria Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Once again, good Friday evening, everybody. Kyle Kirchville with you. Thanks so much for joining us for Game 14 of the 2024 River Bandits season. Quad Cities red hot. They're the first team in the Midwest League to 10 wins. They have won 8 straight games, and they are 2 victories away this weekend from their first 6-game sweep of the young summer. Frank Mazzucato gets the start for Quad Cities tonight. The first round pick by Kansas City back in 2021 makes his season debut at Modern Woodman Park after debuting in 2024 per se last week at West Michigan. He gave Quad Cities 4 scoreless innings. He gave up 1 hit but did walk 3, was able to strike out 4 and limit the damage and help Quad Cities pick up a win against the Whitecaps. He's back here at home, pitching at Modern Woodman Park for the first time since 2023. Should be a chilly one tonight. Something to keep in mind, it's cold. The first pitch temperature should be right around 45 degrees, but the wind is blowing out to left field, so it will be an interesting combo, and we'll see what's in store for us tonight after back-to-back pitchers' duels on Thursday and Friday. Top third of the order for Peoria tonight is Dakota Harris, Juan Bin Cho, and Zach Levinson. Dakota Harris, the second baseman, about to step into the right-handed batter's box as Frank Mazzucato has the game ball in hand, and he is ready to work. Out of the windup, first pitch is on the way, and it's a called strike at the top of the zone. The count 0-1 at 6:01 p.m. Central Time. 0-1 delivery on its way. Swing and a miss. Quickly, nothing in two. Now Harris on the season, batting 237 this week in even 200. 0-2 pitch. Chased, but tipped foul back to the screen. Harris went way outside to make contact with that one. Quad Cities is in the alternate black jerseys with the River Bandits primary logo on the chest and the blue and gold piping. 0-2, swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game for Frank Mazzucato comes on the breaking ball. That's the little slide piece from Mazzucato that he's been developing over the last year or so. And Harris is down on strikes for the first out of the ball game. Left on left, now Juan Bin Cho in the batter's box. Frankie's first toss is cut on and missed, strike one. In addition to the jerseys, home white pants for the Bandits, the usual black home hats. Peoria back in the alternate reds. A one. A one hopper over to second. Snag to Johnson's left. He throws to first, and there are two away. A nice swing from Juan Bin Cho, but he is quickly the second out. Cho hit on the hand a couple of days ago, so he's been out of the lineup for the last few ball games, but good to see him back in there, even though his first plate appearance was brief. So now here's Zach Levinson. Two outs and the base is clear. Mazzucato's first pitch, that big 12-6 curveball, and it falls in for strike one. A four-pitch mix for Frankie. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Here's the 0-1. Fastball up and away. He stands at 6'3", 175 pounds, and hails from Hartford, Connecticut. 1-1 to Levinson. A bit low. 2-1. Glenn Meyerhofer has got balls and strikes tonight as the home plate umpire. His partner, Rafael Pineda. 2-1. Ground ball softly hit to first base. It just spins to the right of the bag. And Squires grabs it in fair territory. Make that foul territory for strike two. Levinson off to a really good start this year, batting 364 for the Chiefs. He's got 3 doubles in there, 2 RBIs, and 7 walks. He's also 3-for-3 stealing bases. He's back in the box. Mazzucato with a new baseball in hand. 2-2. Slow roller, this one to third, and fair for Werner. He gobbles it up, throws across to first, and that's a clean 1-2-3 inning from Frank Mazzucato. Nice start for the 20-year-old left-hander. Starting pitching has been key for Quad Cities this week. And now in the bottom of the first, the Bats look to get something going against Pete Hansen. Scoreless through one half frame on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag BanditTogether. Left-hander Pete Hansen's ready to toe the rubber for Peoria here in the bottom of the first inning. He was the Cardinals' third-round pick back in 2022, and tonight marks his third start of 2024. It's been a bit of a bumpy ride for him throughout the first couple of weeks. Hansen, in his first two starts of the season, allowed 8 earned runs in 8 2/3 innings on 16 hits, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. His whip is north of 2, and opponents are batting .421 against him. So perhaps an opportunity for the Bandits to jump on a guy who's still warming up as the first month of the season's on its way. Carson Rockefort, the leadoff man for Quad Cities tonight, in the box. First pitch from Hansen is popped over the screen and out of play for strike one. It's Rockefort, Jensen, Werner due up, the usual suspects for Brooks Conrad. Rockefort, the number 16 prospect in the Royal system, 0-1 to him, bounces in the dirt, 1-1. Hansen, just 23 years old, he stands out there at 6'3", 226 pounds, and hails from Dallas, Texas. He's a former Texas Longhorn. 1-1. Breaking ball drops in there for a called strike two. This is the first stint in high A for Hansen. Made his pro debut last season in single A Palm Beach. 1-2. Breaking ball. Up, maybe inside. A close pitch, but a 2-2 count for Rockefort. 13th game of the year for the Bandit center fielder. He's batting below 200. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. A fastball around the hands, but he stays alive. Batting leadoff yesterday, Rockefort was 0 for 4 with a couple of strikeouts, but two nights ago in game two of the doubleheader, he had a three-hit ball game. It was the first Bandit this season to do that. 2-2 again. Grounded sharply, but foul down the first baseline beyond the Peoria Chiefs bullpen. Now Hansen had a really good season with those Palm Beach Cardinals last year. Down in the Florida State League, he pitched to a 3.12 ERA in almost 113 innings. He led the circuit in strikeouts with 126. 2-2 again to Rockefort, and it's another foul ball. Big curveball doinked towards the first base on deck circle. He led the league in strikeouts, was a Florida State League All-Star, and allowed 2 runs or less in 17 of 23 single-A outings. Another 2-2, and that's low and outside on the slider. Full count. It's a really good leadoff at-bat from Rockefort, who's already seen 9 pitches. Make that 8 pitches. Here's the 9th. Hansen deals. Skied in the air towards the third base side, but out of play near the bleachers. And it hops off the bleachers towards the loge boxes. So this is about to be a 10-pitch leadoff at-bat for Carson Rockefort. Right side of the infield, hugging the line a little bit. Catcher Linares sets up away. 3-2 again. Line drive, well struck, left center field, slicing away from Cho. He's at the wall, and it bangs off the wall. Rock into second base, standing up. It's a leadoff double. What a phenomenal at-bat from Carson Rockefeller. A 10-pitch battle winds up an early man in scoring position for Quad Cities. Finally got a pitch he could do something with on that outer edge of the zone, and he went with it the other way. It's Rockefeller's third double of the season and his fifth extra base hit. So now here's Carter Jensen trying to take advantage. He'll take a fastball inside, and it's 1-0. I mentioned it's a cold night. Jensen's got the long sleeves on and the hoodie underneath his jersey. 1-0. Called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Jensen still swinging as hot of a bat as anyone in the Midwest League right now. He has got hits in 9 straight games and has reached base in all 13 for Quad Cities. 1-1. Up and in over the dome of Jensen. 2 balls, 1 strike. Carter yesterday, a double and an RBI. His 9-game hit streak tied for the longest in the Midwest League. His 13-game on-base streak tied for the longest in all of High A. 2-1. Check swing on a slider down and away. And he went around. It's a swinging strike on the appeal. Rafael Pineda makes the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. To give you an idea of the conditions right now, first pitch temp 46 degrees with wind at 13 miles per hour and gusts over 20, making it feel closer to the high 30s. Hansen's 2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him chasing that breaking ball down in the dirt. That's a really nice pitch for Pete's first strikeout. So first out in the bottom of the first, Jensen down on strikes. And now here's Trevor Werner, the Quad Cities third baseman, and the Royals' number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Werner with a walk and a run scored yesterday, plus a seventh-inning double for his third of the year. Rockford at second, first pitch. Low and inside with the changeup. Here's the Peoria defense, left to right in the outfield. It goes Levinson, Cho, and Baez. Moore's at short, Harris at second. Toveline at third, Rodriguez at first. Linares doing the catching. 2-1, in the dirt, blocked by Linares. 2 balls and 1 strike. Werner's average still down in the 190s. But he's put together some good at-bats this season, albeit oftentimes ending in a strikeout. His strikeout rate is currently over 50%. He's got 25 and 47 ABs. Hansen's 2-1. The 2-0, rather, fouled over the screen, and now it's 2-1. For Hansen, a lot of similarities between him and Quad City starter Frank Mazzucato. They're both lefties who top out with a fastball in the low 90s. Really rely on that off-speed. 2-1. Breaking ball, low. 3 balls, 1 strike. Hansen's got pretty good spin rate. And as you can see, if you're watching on Bally Live and MLB TV, he gets some great break on his off-speed. But I was talking with Chiefs broadcaster Cody Schindler before the game today. 3-1. Chopper fouled to the left side. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Werner. And he was saying that in his first couple of starts this year, Hansen really leaned on the curveball and the slider almost too much, to the point where guys were just sitting on it. And because the fastball's topping out around 90, they can kind of be a little bit late and still foul it off. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Hansen gets Werner on strikes. Back-to-back Ks for the Peoria starter. Nice little slider on the lower inside corner. Actually fell off the lower inside corner. So Rockefeller still at second base. 2 outs. And Brett Squires, the cleanup man, to the dish. Squires, one of the most productive bats for the Bandits yesterday. That go-ahead 2-run homer in the first. Also a double in the 6th inning. First pitch, wave and a miss. Great breaking ball. It's 0-1. Squires homer in the first inning yesterday, came with two outs. He's facing a similar situation here. He got one up into the jet stream, and the wind helped carry it. 0-1, pulled to the right side. It's gloved by Rodriguez, and the first baseman takes it to the bag himself to end the inning. Nothing comes from the leadoff double. Rockford stranded in scoring position. We go to the top of the second, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
As has often been the case this week, a couple of zeros in the first inning tonight. Top of the second coming your way next here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. So glad you're spending part of your Saturday night with us. Middle third of the order due up for the Peoria Chiefs, ready to face Frank Mazzucato, the QC starter. Bernal Toveline Moore, three men he'll face at the very least in this frame. Out of the wind, first toss of the frame. Is just low and away on the changeup, 1-0. Bernal, a catcher, getting a break from the field and serving as the DH today for Patrick Anderson. He's the Cardinals' number 7 prospect. 1-0, swing and a miss. More off speed for Mazzucato, it's 1-1. Bernal hitting just 194 to start the season. Pitch. Changeup in there for a strike, lower outside corner, 1-2. Bernal 1-for-4 with a single in the game yesterday as Mazzucato delivers again. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Strike 3 on the slide piece.
And that's another strike to a strikeout.
Second strikeout of the game for Mazzucato. And it looks like that slider is coming around for Mazzucato. We saw him break it out towards the end of last season, but now that he's had the offseason to work on it, it's become a pretty important part of his arsenal early on this season. Here's Osvaldo Toveline. He'll take a bit inside, maybe low. It's 1-0. Toveline, the big swing for Peoria yesterday. He drove in all three of their runs with a 3-run homer in the 7th inning. The 1-0. Breaking ball, pulled to the right side, knocked down by Johnson. Second baseman recovers and throws over to Squires for the second out. Really good swing from Toveline. He hit it hard, but just pretty much right at Johnson, who stuck the leather out, knocked it into the dirt, and then had some time to make the play. 5 in a row retired for Frankie, and here's the Chiefs shortstop, Brody Moore. First pitch, just outside with a breaking ball, 1-0. Frank pounding the zone early. 17 pitches, 13 strikes, as the 1-0 is hit high in the air to left center field. Tough location as in comes Nadal, and the left fielder will make the grab right next to Carson Rockefort, who is flying in from center field. Three up, three down once again for Frank Mazzucato. He's retired 6 straight. Quad Cities goes into the bottom of the second, scoreless with the Chiefs here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
An efficient two innings for Frank Mazzucato. He's got a pair of scoreless frames on just 19 pitches. And now the Bandits' bats look to give him some run support in the bottom of the second. KLM Schaff, Jared Dickey, Justin Johnson due up for QC against the 23-year-old lefty Pete Hansen. Hansen out of the windup, pitching from the third base side of the rubber. First toss to M. Schaff. Is a bit outside, 1-0. Eighth game of the year for Kale. He's got hits in six straight ball games. 1-0. Line drive, right center field, playable for Baez. He ranges over into the alley and will make the catch for the out. Pretty good swing there from Emshoff. I think just a bit in front of it. Got it off the end of the barrel just a touch, and Baez was able to chase it down. So a quick first out for Hansen, who gave up a leadoff double to Carson Rockefeller in the first inning after a 10-pitch at-bat, but since then he's retired four in a row. Now left on left against Jared Dickey. First pitch is in there for strike one. Dickey 1-for-4 at the plate yesterday, but his most notable moment last night, a leaping catch at the right field wall as he takes inside 1-1. Off the bat, it looked like William Sullivan had a big-time homer over the right field fence, but the wind helped knock it down, and Jared Dickey made a great catch against the wall. 1-1, check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's a swinging strike. Glenn Meyerhofer, the plate umpire, does not bother appealing. Jared Dickey's asking why he didn't appeal, and it's 1-2. Jared's going to ask for time and reset the pitch clock, and Pete Hansen will walk around the mound for a moment. One out, nobody on. 1-2 count on the former Tennessee product. Hansen deals. Fastball fouled off the foot of Dickey. And now he'll get a moment to walk it off. Jared's off to a very solid start here at his high A career. Through 11 games with Quad Cities, he's batting .257 with a couple of doubles, a homer, and a .750 OPS. Pretty much the everyday right fielder for Quad Cities thus far. Back in the box, Hansen's 1-2 again. Big curveball, that's called strike three. Boy, did he ramp that one down. He spins it in for his third strikeout. Dickey's caught looking. And there are two away. That was a pretty, pretty pitch right there. That's what scouts think is the best offering from Hansen, but his sliders look pretty good to start the year as well. Two outs, base is clear for Justin Johnson, the Bandits' second baseman. Skies one to right field, but this is playable for Baez. A couple of steps to his right, he hauls it in, and it's one pitch, one out for the third out in the bottom of the second inning. Six in a row retired by Hansen. We go to the top of the third, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This series has treated us to a lot of great starting pitching efforts, and it looks like we're going to see two more tonight. Frank Mazzucato and Pete Hansen, both with a couple of scoreless innings to open up their evening. And now Mazzucato back on the mound for the start of the third, with Joshua Baez, Luis Rodriguez, and Carlos Linares due up for the Peoria Chiefs. The Bandits have the only hit in the game thus far, the first inning double by Carson Rockefeller. Since then, six in a row retired. Here's Baez. First pitch outside for ball one. Mazzucato doing his best Steven Zoback impression through the first two innings. Just 19 pitches. 1-0 to Baez. Low and inside, 2-0. Mostly seen Joshua in the nine spot for Patrick Anderson this week, but he's bumped up to the seven hole. 2-0, fouled over the press box. Two balls, one strike. Baez has hits in four straight games, including a sixth-inning single yesterday. His average to open the year at 241. Mazzucato's 2-1 pitch. Fastball way too high, slipped out of his fingers, and it ricochets off Jensen's mitt to the screen. Quad Cities plays Baez to pull the ball to left field. Former second-round pick by the Cardinals a couple of years ago. Chops one off the front of the Bandits' dugout, and the count goes full. Mazzucato walked four batters, make that three batters, in four innings during his season debut last week. No walks thus far tonight. The payoff. Wave and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. What a full-count pitch from Frank Mazzucato. That's his third strikeout of the game. All three have come to start an inning. So this time, Baez is retired by way of the K. And up comes Luis Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman, who's got his first action of the series. He's first pitch swinging. He fouls it off to the left side. This is just the third game of the year for Rodriguez, who is listed as one of four Chiefs catchers, but he's got the nod at the first base bag today. 0-1 from Frankie. Popped him up. Shallow center field. Dickerson and Johnson there. The Bandit shortstop gives way to Rockefeller, who comes soaring in from center. And he just gets there in time to make the catch for the second out. And Dickerson was practically camped underneath that. And he had to jump out of the cockpit to avoid being bulldozed by Rockefeller, who came soaring in. So two outs, bases empty for Linares, the nine-hole hitter. Mazzucato's retired eight in a row. First pitch fastball's taken for strike one. He's halfway to Steven Zoback's consecutive retired streak yesterday, 0-1. That curveball missed outside. Zoback did not allow a base runner until two outs in the sixth inning when he gave up a single to Baez. 1-1. There's the curveball for a strike, taken 1-2. But after the single, he got Dakota Harris to ground out and end a terrific performance. Mazzucato now in the driver's seat against Linares, looking for nine consecutive outs to start his second start of the year. Right-hander's back in the box. The 1-2 in the dirt. Couldn't get him to chase. Through five games this year, Linares is 3-for-12 at the plate. Haven't seen him in the lineup since the doubleheader. 2-2. Got him chasing on the high cheese. Strike three. And that is a pretty top third of the ball game for Frank Mazzucato. Four strikeouts in three perfect innings. To the bottom of the third we go. It's 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Mazzucato's got three perfect innings in his back pocket. Quad Cities to the plate in the bottom half of the third, ready to get some runs against Pete Hansen, the starter for the Chiefs, who's retired six straight entering this inning. Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop, to lead it off. He'll be followed by Davis Nadal, and then the top of the order. First pitch swinging, he'll foul one back to the screen for strike one, and that may have gotten a piece of the catcher, Linares, who tries to shake his bare hand. Tonight is not the night to wear a baseball off any part of the body. Temperatures in the mid-40s with a nasty wind chill. Still April here in the Midwest League. No better way to prepare these guys for playing in the AL Central than right here. New ball for Pete Hansen. Here's his 0-1. Fastball pops the glove. It's strike two on Dickerson. Ninth game of the year for Dusty. He bats 167 with four RBIs on the young campaign. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth K for Hansen. And he quickly dispatches of Dickerson for out number one. Both pitchers now locked in with four strikeouts in the first third of the ball game. And now we'll get our first look tonight at Davis Nadal, who's in the lineup for the sixth time this season. Left-handed batter getting the start in left field. First pitch from Pete Hansen. Breaking ball in for strike one. And Nadal, a great utility option for the River Bandits. Listed as an infielder, but mostly in left field this season. 0-1. Up and in. One ball, one strike. Last year with single-A Bradenton, he played all three outfield positions. Second, short, and third base. 1-1. Wave and a miss. That was below the knees. One ball and two strikes. Last time we saw Nadal was in game two of the doubleheader on Wednesday. He went 0-for-3 with a pair of Ks. The pitch. Curveball. See you later. Called strike three at the knees. That pitch has been beautiful here for Pete Hansen. Five strikeouts for the former Texas Longhorn, and he is dialed in. Three of his last four outs have come with the strikeout. And now it's back to the top of the order for a tough customer in Carson Rockefeller. First pitch, breaking ball, in there at the knees, strike one. He's been able to put the Uncle Charlie wherever he wants. Took Carson to a 10-pitch battle in the first inning, but it was Rocco who ended up winning it with a double, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another curveball. It's 0-2. He doubles up on the off speed, and now let's see what he goes to 0-2. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Hansen's fastball, low 80s to high 90s, but when you pair it with the off-speed stuff he has, it's that much more effective. The two-strike toss. Hit high in the air, deep center field. Straight away goes Cho to the wall. He looks up. Did it get out? Yes, it did. It clears the yellow line for a two-out solo smash. Carson Rockefeller gives Quad Cities the lead with his second home run of the year. It's 1-0. Another two-strike hit for Carson Rockefeller. After a 10-pitch battle, he gets the double in the first. After just two pitches, he gets the homer in the third. So now two outs and the base is empty for Carter Jensen. Left on left, first pitch curveball in there for strike one. Rockefeller, when he's got that kind of swing going, he is going to be a very dangerous leadoff guy. Second straight curveball from Hansen is taken for a strike. Jensen watches it go by the knees. Again, 0-2. Linares asking for something up the pitch. Is the fastball up, but it's too high. 1-2. Jensen's got some bright pink or orange tape on a lightly colored bat. He swings away 1-2. The curveball is launched into the air to shallow right center. Second baseman Harris called off by Cho, and the center fielder makes the grab to end the inning. Carson Rockefeller's got a two home run season. His solo shot makes it 1-0 Quad Cities through the first third of the ball game. Top of four next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmont Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmont Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmont Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
A solo shot from Carson Rockefeller has opened up the scoring tonight. A solo shot to dead center field makes it 1-0 Quad Cities. Bandits have now scored first in each of their last three games against the Peoria Chiefs. And of course, Quad Cities has won all four of the matchups this week. Now Dakota Harris leads it off for those Chiefs here in the top of the fourth. Back to work goes Frank Mazzucato. His first pitch changeup is low and inside for ball one. Mazzucato went 9-up, 9-down in his first trip through the Chiefs lineup. 1-0 on its way. Grounded sharply, foul past Patrick Anderson in the third base coach's box. It's into the Bandits bullpen. Harris, an 11th round pick by the Cardinals last year, native of Tampa, Florida. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, nudged foul to the left side. This one hit not quite as hard, and it's 1-2. For the Bandits, that's their 8th home run of the season. Hasn't been a huge part of their offense thus far. 1-2. Chasing in the dirt, strike 3. Jensen scoops up the loose ball, throws it down to Squires, and there's one away. 5 strikeouts for Frank Mazzucato. Got him to chase down in the dirt. An ugly hack from Harris generates the first out. And what these Quad City starters have been eating the last week, I have no idea, but it's putting them on another level right now as Juan Bencho takes outside. Last night, Steven Sobak. The night before that, Ben Kuderna. Oscar Rio before that. 1-0. A called strike in the lower outside corner. And, of course, Hunter Owen in game one. He had the worst start of the week thus far. He gave up just 2 runs in 5 innings. The pitch. Fastball in for a called strike 2. A Cho with a bounce out to second base. His first time up. Left on left. Mazzucato goes low and away with the changeup. And he doesn't chase. Chose the number 9 prospect in the Cardinals organization, batting an even 250 to start his first season with Peoria. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Strike 3 again. 6 strikeouts for Frank Mazzucato. He's got 3 in a row. That changeup, filthy right now. Everything's been filthy for Frank. 2 outs, bases empty for Zach Levinson. First pitch, changeup taken low. Now both starters kind of forgetting about the fastball here early. 1-0. Turned on, but it's sent foul over by the carousel. If it's been used at all, it's just been a change of pace or a change of eye level option for these pitchers. Maybe throwing above the belt, 0-2, and otherwise go back to the off-speed. 1-1. There's the fastball. It's inside. 2-1. Levinson, the Cardinals' number 22 prospect. He bounced out to third in the first inning. 2-1. Curveball up and away. 3-1. Mazzucato's gone 3 2/3 perfect thus far. No hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts. The pitch. Low and inside, ball 4. It skips past the shoelaces, and the Chiefs have their first base runner of the game. So that ends a string of 11 straight retired for Mazzucato. And his free pass extends the inning for Leonardo Bernal. So the Bandit starter moves into the stretch for the first time this evening. He'll try to strike out Bernal for a second time. Switch hitter, bats right-handed, takes a first pitch hack and fouls it into the screen for strike 1. 1-0 Bandits in the top of the fourth. They've got the game's only 2 hits, and both belong to Carson Rockefort, who hit that solo homer a half inning ago. Levinson held on by Squires. The 1 strike toss, changeup low and outside, 1-1. Mazzucato back with Quad Cities for the second time in his career. Cup of coffee with the team at the end of last season. Maybe a little bit more than that. Maybe a jug of coffee. Couple of looks to first. Pitch clock down to 1 second. Now he fires. This one skipped past Dickerson into left center field. Levinson rounds second. He'll get to third base without a throw. And Bernal safe at first with a 2-out single. Now Mazzucato got the ground ball, but Bernal got it on the barrel. Just like that, the Chiefs are into the hit column, and they've got both the tying and go-ahead runs on base here with 2 outs. Third hit of the week for Bernal. And here's Osvaldo Toveline, one of the few lefties in the order for Patrick Anderson. Southpaw Mazzucato sets at the belt, the pitch. Fastball taken for strike 1. Mazzucato sits upper 80s, low 90s with the heater. Like I said, it's been seldom used tonight in any significant capacity. A look to first, 0-1. Breaking ball, chop to second. Johnson fields on the high hop, easily flips to first, and that'll end the inning. Nothing comes of the pair of two-out base runners. Frank Mazzucato gets the 4-3 ground out from Tobelin, and he's got himself four scoreless innings in his first start of the year at Modern Woodland Park. Bottom of the fourth next, Quad Cities in front, 1-0.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodland Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodland Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodland Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Chiefs get a little bit of traffic against Frankie in the top of the fourth, but the left-hander gets out of it with the help of the old trusty ground ball. Now Quad Cities with Trevor Werner to lead it off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Meat of the order due up against Pete Hansen. Werner, Squires, Emshoff. Werner a swinging strikeout back in the first inning. That's his 26th in 48 at-bats this year. Hansen delivers. First pitch, called strike on the outer edge. So far for Mazzucato, four scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, six strikeouts. He's needed just 51 pitches. 0-1, pulled down the left field line, foul in between Tovelin and the Bandit skipper, Brooks Conrad. Peoria shifting to left, as teams usually do against Werner. They expect him to pull the ball. But we saw Trev hit one right back up the middle into center field yesterday for a double. He cleared Levinson and sent one to the fence. 0-2 from Hansen. That's away. One ball, two strikes. Kind of like Hansel Rincon yesterday for the Chiefs. Hansen really with just one mistake today. As Werner stays alive, fouling one to the screen. And both mistakes, if you can even call the first inning double a mistake, were to Carson Rockefeller, who got a two-strike pitch he could hit and launched it to dead center field for a solo shot. Another foul ball from Werner. He sprays the 1-2 off the sweets on the right side. You take away Carson Rockefeller, and it's been a perfect day for Hansen. Werner giving him a little bit of trouble here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. Little blooper towards shallow center. Coming on Cho. He will not get there. That's a leadoff base hit for Werner. He wins the two-strike battle. Had to sacrifice a bat to do it. But I'm pretty sure Trev will make that trade 10 times out of 10. That one just down in front of Cho. Here's Brett Squires, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Squires off to a really good start in his first high A season, hitting .273 with an .851 OPS. A look to first, the pitch, up and in with the fastball. Now Werner's got three stolen bases this year, has yet to be caught. He stole two bags on opening night. 1-0. Fastball, called strike, outer edge. 1-1. Double play depth for the Chiefs infield. The third baseman, Tovelin, shading in the hole a little bit, playing about halfway in. Hansen with the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Great curveball. He got him to chase for strike two. That's been a really impressive pitch tonight. He's thrown it against both righties and lefties. Linares sets up away. 1-2. Back to the curveball. He just left it outside. And it's 2-2. 78 miles per hour with that pitch. Devastating left on left. 2-2. First, a throw to first. Back standing up Warner. Lights have just come on here at Modern Woman Park. Still some sun to work with. In fact, a little bit of blue sky peeking through some scattered gray clouds ahead. Wind still blown out to left field. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Fastball called. Strike three at the knees. Well, that is the effectiveness of the fastball when you compare it with great off-speed. Anson may be getting it over at 88. But if you throw so many curveballs and sliders, eventually that thing's going to surprise you. Fifth strikeout for Hansen. A man at first, a throw to first, and boy, Warner just got back in time. A slightly better throw from Hansen, and Werner's picked off, but he slides to the back of the base, and he's just able to get his fingertips in. Kale Emshoff at the plate. Fly out to right his first time as he'll try to send one there again, but instead foul it into the screen for strike one. An even 300 average for Kale Emshoff entering action tonight. A double, two RBIs, and five walks to six strikeouts. Hansen's 0-1. Fouled off Emshoff's foot. It's 0-2. Kale played a couple of games with Quad Cities during their championship run in 2021. But over the last couple of seasons, he's been a mainstay in the middle of the order for Brooks Conrad. Started out as basically an everyday catcher, and now he's transitioned to first base and DH. He's only DH for Quad Cities this year. Hansen's 0-2. Foul ball back to the screen. Just got a piece of it. It's got to be a really nice asset for Brooks Conrad. Having him shop around, even though he's usually playing first base, if he's going to take the field, he still has that catching experience and often catches the bullpen. He's able to work with what's a really young pitching staff. 0-2. Check swing. Curveball was low and in, and Emshoff did not go. Rafael Pineda says it's ball one. Kale got to spend a little bit of time with AAA Omaha last year. He's wrapping up the series with Quad Cities in South Bend to end the regular season last year and had to catch a flight. Another two-strike toss. There goes Werner. Emshoff pounds it on the ground to third. Toveline gloves. He's got one play at first. He throws across the diamond and retires Emshoff. Werner safe at second base with the head start. But with how softly that one was hit, I don't think Toveline would have been able to turn two anyways. But Werner makes sure of it, and now Jared Dickey will look to produce some runs here with two outs. 1-0 Quad Cities, bottom of the fourth. Bandits winners of eight in a row. Chiefs losers of five in a row. That time called by Glenn Meyerhofer, the home plate umpire, and he's signaling a pitch clock violation on Jared Dickey, who was too slow to get into the box. I believe the infraction was on Dickey. They did put ball one on the board. First pitch, a called strike. Warner takes off for third. The throw is in time, but he's safe. Warner with a great slide gets around the tag from Toveline and steals third with two outs. A risky decision pays off. Look at that slide from Warner. He got all the way to the back half of the bag. And Toveline had to reach a long ways to get to him. It's now a little added pressure as the 0-2 is chopped foul to the first base dugout. Sure enough, the pitch clock violation was on Jared Dickey. But now with Werner at third base, Hansen's got to be a little more careful not to spike something, and Linares needs to be on the top of his game behind the plate. 0-2 again. Check swing on the curveball. He didn't go. It's low and away for ball one. Even though Quad Cities is 10-3 and winners of eight straight ball games, they are still struggling to bat with men in scoring position this year, hitting just 185. With men in scoring position and two outs, they're hitting just 098. 1-2. Fly ball right field. Long run for everybody involved. Baez, the right fielder, will get there, though, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. Quad City strands a potential second run at third base, but they still lead. It's 1-0 after four on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Not only the blue sky peeking through, but even the moon over the Ferris wheel in left field. It's turning into at least a brighter evening here at Modern Woodman Park. Temperatures still chilly, as have been the bats for the most part tonight, but Quad Cities leads 1-0. Top of the fifth inning, Brody Moore will bunt at the first pitch, send it right back to Mazzucato, and he easily gloves and gets the out at first base. I like the idea there for Moore to try to catch the bandits sleeping out of the dugout, but that one was too easy for Mazzucato. So one pitch, one out. Base is empty for Joshua Baez, the seven-hole hitter. Mazzucato's first pitch chopped to the left side, foul. It's 0-1. Quad Cities with a 1-0 lead on a solo homer from Carson Rockeford back in the third inning. Otherwise, zeros across the line score. 0-1. Flowing outside with a changeup. 1-1. Mazzucato's been really sharp tonight. 4 1/3 scoreless innings, just one hit and one walk allowed, plus six Ks. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. And it's 1-2. Mazzucato bringing that one down to 82 miles per hour. Keeping these Chiefs hitters off balance. 1-2. Curveball, cut and a miss. Strike three. Seven strikeouts for Frank Mazzucato. He's leaned on that curveball in two strike spots all night. And there's no reason for him to stop going to it. So for Frank, obviously a season high with the seven Ks as Luis Rodriguez takes up an in. His career high came with Columbia in single A last year when he struck out 13 against Fayetteville almost a year to today. As Rodriguez sends one over the right side, foul, 1-1. Frank really good with the Fireflies last year, just a 3.04 ERA in 12 starts. Here's the 1-1. Called strike at the knees, 1-2. Mazzucato went out in a strike away from five scoreless innings. Here comes the 1-2. Goodbye, strike three. Rodriguez down on strikes. Jensen applies the tag to him, and Frank Mazzucato has had a clean five innings tonight. Eight Ks, and once again, the Bandits starting staff continues to shine in this series. Three up, three down for the Chiefs in the top of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's 1-0 River Bandits.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Over the last three nights, River Bandits starters have combined for 16 scoreless innings. This evening, Frank Mazzucato with his scoreless five turned in. Just one hit and one walk allowed for the lefty, plus eight strikeouts. The Bandits bats back to work for the bottom of the fifth against Pete Hansen. Lefty's first pitch is rocketed into left field, the base hit. Levinson chasing it towards the line as Johnson rounds first, and he's into second standing with a leadoff double. Third extra base hit of the game for Quad Cities, and that's their third hit to open up an inning. In terms of slugging percentage this year, the Bandits are bottom half of the league. But although there haven't been too many knocks against Hansen, more often than not, Quad Cities has grabbed an extra 90 feet or two. No outs, runner at second for Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop. Hansen struck him out swinging the first time. Now Dickerson lobs one towards right field, slicing near the line. It lands fair. Johnson will score. Dickerson cruises into second. It's back-to-back doubles for the Bandits in a 2-0 lead. Fifth RBI of the season for Dustin Dickerson on his year's first double. He goes the opposite way into the right field corner. And now Quad Cities really has the extra base hit working. Johnson goes to left. Dickerson goes to right. Here's Davies Nadal looking to get in on the fun. Third baseman Toveline creeping in, protecting against a likely bunt candidate. He squares. First pitch, low and outside. It's 1-0. The five-inning start for Frank Mazzucato will probably remain a five-inning start as the Bandits have a right-hander up in the bullpen. Same situation for Brooks Conrad as he faced last night. A turn to second by Hansen, but no throw. I'm sure in normal competitive situations, Brooks would have been more than happy to roll out Mazzucato for another inning, but here in the minors, you've got guys that need innings, so you can't just leave your hot guy in. Nadal again squares on the 1-0. He puts it down in front of the plate. Nobody can catch it, and he's safe at first with a bunt single. He popped it up, but right in between the mound and home plate, and neither Hansen nor Linares could get there in time. It lands right in between them. So So Davis Nadal says, forget the extra base hit. I'm going to play some small ball. That's three consecutive knocks to start this bottom of the fifth. And the River Bandits will turn the lineup over to the leadoff guy, Carson Rockeford, who's already 2-for-2 with a double of his own and a solo shot in the third. First pitch in the dirt, stopped by Linares. It's 1-0. Man warming up for Quad Cities is Henry Williams, who's making a piggyback start tonight for Quad Cities, just like Ramsey did yesterday. 1-0 breaking ball, up and in, it's 2-0. Rockeford with two hits has lifted his average up into the 220s. A slugging percentage of .434. Eight RBIs with a couple more out there for him. The bench. Chopper to first, over the leaping glove of Rodriguez, into right field. They send Dickerson around third. The throw from right is cut off. It's an RBI single for Carson Rockeford. 3-0 Quad Cities. A chopper that trampolines off the grass over the leaping first baseman. And now Carson is a triple away from the cycle. A three-hit, two RBI night for the QC center fielder. And after three straight hits against Hanson, Edwin Moreno, the Chiefs pitching coach, is going to go out to the hill. Doesn't seem to matter how. The Bandits just keep finding hits against Hanson. And as I was mentioning earlier with reference to Hansel Rincon, the starter for the Chiefs yesterday, it has not been a bad start. Yeah, the hits and the runs are starting to creep in here in the fifth inning, but otherwise he had given up just a couple of hits and one run. Chiefs have just produced nothing offensively, and these starters have kind of been hung out to dry. He'll try to minimize the damage with runners at the corners and Carter Jensen at the plate. Still no outs. First pitch is inside for ball one. Of course, if Mazzucato does in fact not return for the sixth inning, he is in line for a win. And it's up 3-0. 1-0. Check swing. Foul ball over Squires, who's standing at the top of the steps in the third base dugout. Bad throw back to the mound, but no problem for Hanson. He chases it down. Pitch count starting to get up for him now. It's at 75. Pete threw 75 and 78 pitches in his first two starts, respectively. Probably not much left in the tank. Chiefs have a right-hander going. 1-1. That's low. Two balls, one strike. Jensen 0-for-2 tonight. He has yet to extend his league-best hit streak or his high A best on-base streak, but still hopefully a couple more at-bats for him, including this one. Another golden RBI spot for the Bandits' two-hole hitter. The pitch. Curveball in the dirt, knocked down by Linares. He can't find it, but nobody can move up. It didn't get that far away. Jensen, a swinging strikeout in the first, a fly ball to center field in the third. Although the Bandits as a team have struggled with situational hitting, Jensen individually has not. Hitters count for him, 3-1. Popped in the air, shallow left field. Third baseman Toveline out. The shortstop calls him off and makes the catch. Retreating for first, Rockeford. And, of course, Nadal will stay at third base. So that's exactly what Hanson needed. An out without any runners advancing. And now a potential inning-ending double play spot for him. Runners at first and third, one away. Trevor Werner. 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base, stepping in for the third time tonight. Rockeford, good speed at first, held on by Rodriguez. The pitch, low and in, ball one. The chances of him stealing go up with there being one out. It tried to avoid the double play situation by getting him a head start, if not moving him off first completely. Hansen delivers. There goes Rockefeller. The pitch outside. The throw to second base. Offline and not in time. Fifth stolen bag of the year for Rockefeller. And right on cue. There goes the double play threat. What a night it's been for Carson Rockefeller. Three hits, two ribbies, a stolen base. He's doing it all right now. Infield in for the Chiefs. Second and third, one out. Werner at the plate. The bench. Curveball. Finds the outside half. It's a called strike one. Werner with four RBIs this season. Just trying to put something in play with the shallow infield. 2-1. Fouled into the screen. That was a fastball. And it's 2-2. It's almost one of those situations where you're finally seeing a fastball from Hansen. And even though it's a bit out of the zone, you're so tempted to hit it because it's something straight and relatively easy to hit. Of course, nothing's easy to hit in this league, but compared to the curveball tonight. 2-2, lobbed into foul ground on the right side, reaching over the shoulder to make the catch is Rodriguez, and he'll run it back in, staring Nadal back to third base. Marvelous catch by Luis Rodriguez, a catcher playing first base tonight. That run, very challenging given how shallow he was. Bounces around in the glove a bit, but he's able to squeeze it for the out. Hansen's got two massive pop-ups here in the fifth inning. Trying to limit the damage now with Brett Squires at the plate. Runners at second and third, two outs. First pitch, swing and a miss. There's that curveball. That's why you hope for a fastball every now and again. Nadal had a big secondary lead towards home, so Linares looks him back. Henry Williams still warming up in that Bandits bullpen. A one. Swing and a miss. Almost the exact same pitch. A curveball for strike two. Hansen now at 84 pitches. 57 have gone for a strike. If he can get out of this inning, giving up just the two runs, not bad. 0-2 fastball taken high. 1-2. That's usually when we've seen him go with the four-seam fastball. Just to change the eye level in an 0-2 count, and then usually he triple dips back in for that curve. Here comes the 1-2. Curveball got him swinging. Strike three, inning over. So the Bandits do tack on a run, but Pete Hansen strands two men in scoring position and keeps it a 3-0 Quad Cities lead. First an RBI double from Dustin Dickerson, then an RBI single from Carson Rockefeller. To the top of the sixth we go, 3-0 Quad Cities.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
two more runs for the River Bandits. It's 3-0 Quad Cities as we start the sixth. Henry Williams, as expected, takes over on the hill, and he starts off Carlos Linares with a called strike one. 9-1-2 due up for the Cardinals High A affiliate. 0-1. Slider missed outside. 1-1. Henry Williams stands on the hill at 6'5", 228 pounds, 22 years old from Greenwich, Connecticut. 1-1. Fouled into the screen, 1-2. So between Mazzucato and Williams, you got the two kids born in Connecticut on the rubber for the Bandits tonight. The first, Mazzucato, fantastic. 5 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 1 hit, and 8 strikeouts. 1-2. Slider, low, couldn't get him to chase. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now, through his first couple of games as a River Bandit, you've gotten accustomed to seeing Williams in a starting role, but he'll work out of the bullpen for the first time this season. 2-2 slider, low and in. Full count on Linares, who's looking to make amends for his strikeout in the third. Williams enters tonight having thrown 10 consecutive scoreless innings in his first 2 appearances. Here's the payoff. Broken bat blooper, center field, charging Rocafort. He lays out, he got it! He's got a 3-hit night and now a diving catch in shallow center. Carson Rocafort is doing it all tonight for the River Bandits. What a phenomenal full extension grab. Brooks Conrad was raving about this guy throughout the first week of the year, saying how he's a great defensive center fielder, and he puts it on display tonight. So here's Dakota Harris taking inside. This has got to be the best game in Rocafort's young High A career, as Harris is going to ground one up the middle towards Rocafort. No catching this one. It's a base hit. Just the second of the game for Peoria. So a man on for Juan Pincho. He's the Chiefs center fielder and the Cardinals' number 9 prospect. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, but Cho was hit by a pitch a few nights ago and took a couple of games off. Now back in there, riding a 5-game on base streak. Right on left, Williams fires from the stretch, and Cho sends one the opposite way to deep left. Nadal on the move back. He makes the catch on the warning track and whizzes it back in towards second. Davis Nadal showcasing his great speed in the outfield once again. He tracks one down and gets the second out. Tough luck out for Cho, who put a really good swing on it. So 2 outs and a man at first for Zach Levinson. Zach 0-for-1 with a walk back in the fourth. Harris still at first, being held by Squires. First pitch. Line drive center, charging Rocafort again. This time, no dive necessary. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. 1 scoreless frame in the books for Henry Williams. He gets some help from the Bandits' gloves behind him, and it's 3-0 Bandits going to the bottom of the sixth.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Benito Garcia will pitch the bottom of the sixth inning for the Peoria Chiefs. First batter he faces is Kale Emshoff. He starts him out low and away for ball one. Garcia wearing number 2, make that 52 for the Peoria Chiefs. The pitch. Called strike, lower outside corner. It's 1-1. He was a minor league Rule 5 pick, selected away from the New York Mets this last year by the Chiefs, or the Cardinals, I should say, as Emshoff takes outside 2-1. He stands at 5'9", 193 pounds, hails from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. This year is his age 24 season. 2-1. Skips in the dirt. 3-1 count for Emshoff, who's 0-2 to start the day. While the River Bandits are familiar with minor league Rule 5 picks, Shervin Newton, who was on the team last year, a former Mets product as well, as Emshoff grounds it foul past Brooks Conrad, full count. Newton with a really tough first half last year for Quad Cities, but then in the second half of the season, he was arguably the best hitter in the league. He's now in AA Northwest Arkansas. 3-2, fouled off the catch Linares, and Emshoff stays alive. Garcia last year pitched at 3 different levels in the New York Mets system, but spent most of his time in High A Brooklyn, hosting a 1.18 ERA in 38 innings. Gave up just 5 earned runs and struck out 34 batters with just 4 walks. Full count pitch again. Smacked right center field. This ball dying and reaching out into the alley is Baez, the right fielder. He'll make the catch for the first out. That one sounded pretty good off the bat, but again, I think Emshoff a little bit in front of it. That one actually, he may have been a bit behind it. Just not quite able to barrel up his last few swings. And now Jared Dickey is at the plate. One out, base is empty. Third baseman Tovalin in. First pitch outside, ball one. This is Benito's third outing for the Peoria Chiefs. He's not given up a run. 3 1/3 innings with 5 strikeouts. 1-0. Line drive right center field. This time Cho ranging over. He'll make the catch on the move for the second out. Nice swing from Dickey as well, but it winds up an F8 in the scorebook. So Garcia, just a big-time strike thrower. You look throughout his entire professional career, which goes all the way back to 2018. He is seldom walking guys. His strikeout to walk ratio in his career is 4.13. First pitch to Justin Johnson, dribbled toward short, gloved by Moore, quick throw to first in time for the out. That's a very clean 3-up, 3-down frame for Benito Garcia. Nothing for the Bandits in the sixth. They lead 3-0. Going to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Nothing Quad Cities as we start the seventh inning. Henry Williams ready to go back to work for the Bandits, starting his second frame of action working out of the bullpen this year. He'll get 4, 5, and 6 for the Chiefs. Leonardo Bernal, the switch hitting DH, ready to go once the grounds crew clears the field. And now they're ready to resume. Bernal 1 for 2, a single and a strikeout to his credit. That hit 1 of just 2 for the Chiefs tonight. First pitch outside, ball one. Williams, the number 29 prospect in the Royals system, according to MLB Pipeline. He's in his first full year with the club as Bernal grounds one foul to the right side, 1-1. He was originally a Padres prospect, but he was traded in the Scott Barlow trade to Kansas City on August 1st of last year. 1-1. Called strike on the outer edge. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Bernal, who didn't like the call. Williams moving quickly. 1-2 on its way. Breaking ball just low and outside. Great two-strike pitch. I mentioned Williams began his River Bandits career working as a starter in each of his first two outings this summer. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball's blown by him. That's Williams' first strikeout. And the first out in the seventh. Williams with 7 Ks in his first 10 innings this year, but what was most impressive for him is he gave up just 3 hits in those 10 combined innings. He made a start on the Bandits' first Sunday game of the year back on April 7th against the Cubs and threw 5 scoreless. He starts Tovalin high for ball one. Then he pitched game 2 of the Bandits' doubleheader against West Michigan last Saturday and threw 5 more scoreless innings. 1-0, launched in the air, left center field, back into the alley, Rockefort near Nadal. He'll make the catch just in front of the electric doctor sign. And Tovalin's retired for the third time tonight. Now, if you're just tuning in, I recommend sticking around for the bottom of the seventh inning. You just saw Carson Rockefort make a catch in center field. He's due up third in the bottom of this inning, and he's a triple away from the cycle. Here's Brody Moore, first pitch. Another fly ball towards Rocco. In he comes, on the sprint, he dives. Did he do it again? No, he didn't. He traps it in between his glove and the grass, and it's a base hit for Brody Moore. Man, oh man. Carson Rockford is trying to steal the highlight reel tonight. Just inches away from another spectacular catch. The inning extended for Joshua Baez. Right on right, Williams pitch. Breaking ball for a called strike. Williams remaining just as efficient as Frank Mazzucato, who needed just 60 pitches to complete his 5 scoreless innings tonight. A peek over his shoulder, now the 0-1. Soft liner, bloops into left, over Dickerson for a base hit. Moore will stop at second. Back-to-back two-out hits for the Chiefs. And now Luis Rodriguez will try to take advantage. He represents the game-tie run. The Bandits had a comfortable 4-0 lead until the seventh inning yesterday when Osvaldo Tovalin cut the lead to 1 on a 3-run smash. Bandits trying to stamp out any kind of Chiefs seventh inning rally tonight. First pitch. Curveball just inside. How did that not hit him? Well, not just inside. Nearly hit him, I meant to say. Very inside in ball one. 0 for 2 is Rodriguez so far this evening. Williams with a couple of looks to second. Now the pitch. It's a called strike on the lower outside corner. First and second for the Chiefs. 2 outs, Williams comes set just above the belt. His pitch, ground ball, that's gonna squeak through the right side. Around third more, it's bobbled in right by Dickey, and up to third base goes Baez. RBI single, Luis Rodriguez, Chiefs are on the board, 3-1. A simple base hit going the opposite way. And Rodriguez is going to get his first RBI of the season. So right now, no error being charged to Dickey. Baez is likely going to get to third anyways, and obviously Moore was going to score. Three straight two-out singles for Peoria. Now Linares, he's out in front of a changeup. Make that slider, it's strike one. Four-pitch mix for Williams. Fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. Is a one. There's the curveball, and it's a swinging strike two. Linares couldn't check his swing. One River Bandits in the top of the seventh inning. Chiefs, though, with their most productive collective effort, if you will, in what feels like a couple of games. Obviously, they had the three-run smash in the seventh inning yesterday, but they're going station to station here in the seventh tonight. 0-2. Fastball a bit high. One ball, two strikes. 8-9-1 due up for the Bandits in the bottom of the seventh. Tying runners aboard, Linares, go ahead, run at the plate. 1-2. Slow roller to short, Dickerson's got it. He'll go the long way to first, and the throw's on the money in time to end the frame. Chiefs get on the board, an RBI single from Luis Rodriguez, but the Bandits remain in front. 3-1, time to stretch here at Modern Woodman Park. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Henry Williams' 11-inning scoreless frame streak comes to an end as the Chiefs get a run in the top of the seventh. However, Quad Cities still has a two-run advantage, 3-1 in Game 5 of this six-game series. Kyle Kirchville with you tonight on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Whether you're watching on Bally Live or MILB TV or just listening at riverbandits.com, so glad to have you along with us as Quad Cities looks for its ninth straight win. Dustin Dickerson leads off the bottom of the seventh against Benito Garcia. He'll take a slider away for ball one. Dickerson picked up his fifth RBI of the season and his first double with a poke in the fifth inning as he reaches out and fouls one back to the screen for strike one. Davis Nadal on deck, and then the top of the order in Carson Rockefort waiting in the hole. He is a triple away from the cycle. Garcia's 1-1 pitch. Soft liner off the glove of Tovalin at third base. It drops into the grass. Tovalin jumped just a bit early on the line drive. And the mistimed jump gives Dickerson his first multi-hit game of the year. Tovalin couldn't quite snow cone it. Quad Cities now with an 8-hit night. And Davis Nadal coming to the plate, likely to show bunt here. Third baseman Tovalin in. Garcia fires. Nadal swinging away. He fouls it to the screen for strike one. Bandits with a two-run lead. Nadal the nine-hole hitter. So I guess a bunt is not guaranteed, but Brooks Conrad never shies away from the old sacrifice, especially with somebody like Nadal, who's got the skills. 0-1. Now he squares. He puts it down the third baseline. Charging Tovalin, and he gloves, throws to first, and gets the out. Up the second base, Dickerson. Really good bunt, but a better play from Tovalin to get the out. That's a textbook sacrifice. I guess Nadal could have gotten it a little bit more down the line, but it's an effective bunt, and it's back to the top of the order for Rockefeller. He's already got two RBIs tonight, including a solo homer, which gave the Bandits their initial lead in the third inning. He is hunting a triple for the old elusive cycle. Garcia's pitch. That's low, ball one. The last River Bandits cycle was in 2021. Nick Lofton picked up that cycle. Of course, Lofton now in Kansas City with the big league club. 1-0. Slider called strike at the knees. 1-1. Rockefeller started out the night doubling in the first inning after a 10-pitch battle with Pete Hansen. Then he homered off of him in the third and drove in a run with a single in the fifth. 1-1. One hopper to the second baseman, Harris. He stabs it, throws to first, and gets the out. Dickerson advances to third. So no cycle, at least that time, for Rockefeller, but it's still a productive swing, moving Dickerson deeper into scoring position. Still just a two-run game. Every run helps, and now Carter Jensen, who leads the Bandits with 11 RBIs this season, will try to provide some two-out production. First pitch. Changeup taken for strike one. Jensen's hit streak and on-base streak in significant jeopardy right now. 0-for-3 with a strikeout back in the first inning. First time he's faced Garcia tonight, the 1-0. Low with the changeup, 2-0. We'll be sure to check out the out-of-town scoreboard in both the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system in a little bit. So make sure you stick with us. 2-0. Two hopper to second, gloved again by Harris, a flip to first, and the inning is over. Quad City strands Dickerson at third base. They're content with their two-run lead for now. 3-1 Quad Cities. We go to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Henry Williams ready to go back to work for the top of the eighth inning. He is pitching in relief of Frank Mazzucato, the Quad City starter, who in his second start of the year was fantastic. 5 scoreless innings, just 2 base runners allowed, and 8 strikeouts. He's in line for his first win of the year with Quad Cities in front 3-1. Bandits were able to get Dustin Dickerson all the way to third in the last half inning with the help of a sack bunt and a ground ball to the right side, but Benito Garcia was able to post his second straight scoreless inning, working in relief of Pete Hansen. At top of the Chiefs' order in the eighth, Harris, Cho, Levinson. First pitch on its way from Williams. A curveball taken high. It's 1-0. Williams, a third-round pick by the Padres out of Duke back in 2022. His pitch, another curveball. This time Harris swings through it for a strike. As I mentioned, he started his pro career in 2023 in single A with Lake Elsinore in the California League. That's the Padres affiliate, of course. Posted a 5.74 ERA and 12 starts there before being traded to the Royals. 1-1. Slow roller towards the right side. Fielded by Squires. Williams to the bag at first. He makes the catch, and with a little toe tap, he'll touch the base to retire Harris. Nice PFP there. So Harris retired. He's now 1-for-4 in the leadoff spot. And here comes Juan Bincho, who's put a couple of good swings on him tonight, but he's 0-for-3. Williams with an ERA over 5.5 in Lake Elsinore, but after being traded to the Royals, was great with Columbia. Cho, first pitch swinging, sends one sharply on the ground to Johnson at second base, and he'll get Cho 4-3. A couple of quick ground balls here in the eighth. Williams posted a 3.38 ERA as a Firefly. A whip of just 1.29. 23 strikeouts in 24 innings. And that was enough for the Royals to send Williams to Quad Cities to open the year. First pitch to Zach Levinson. It's that curveball, and it's low for ball one. And Williams leaning on that pitch here in his third outing of the year. First time he's facing Levinson. The pitch. Chopper foul to the left side. 1-1. Correction, this is the second time he's faced Levinson. The Chiefs left fielder flew out the center back in the sixth inning. Three-one Bandits in the top of the eighth. They'll have 3-4-5 due up in the bottom half. Williams shakes off the first sign from Jensen. Now throws the 1-1. Inside, two balls and one strike. Quad Cities is out hitting the Chiefs 8-5. Neither team's committed an error. The Bandits have the best fielding percentage in the league. 2-1. Foul ball chopped off the netting over the Bandits dugout and then into the bench. A couple of hands went up for it, but I don't think anyone squeezed it. After two relief innings from Benito Garcia, Peoria has another right-hander warming in its first base bullpen. 2-2 to Levinson. High fly ball left field. Wind blowing out. Nadal back near the warning track, but it peters out, and he'll make the catch to end the frame. 1-2-3 inning for Henry Williams. He's given up just one run in his three frames relief. And the Bandits will look for a little more insurance in their half of the eighth. Still in front, 3-1. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
We'll be right back.
Tanner Jacobson is the new arm for the Peoria Chiefs. Bandits ahead 3-1 as we start the bottom of the eighth. Right-hander's first opponent, Trevor Werner. And he misses outside to him, 1-0. 3-4-5 due up for Quad Cities. Jacobson, a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. His breaking ball drops into the knees at Werner. 1-1. Cardinals took him in the 10th round of the 2022 draft out of Queens University of Charlotte in North Carolina. 1-1, another curveball, and another called strike, 1-2. Bandits three-hole hitter, 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the fourth. He stole third base, but never scored. The pitch. Low and inside, 2-2. Jacobson takes over for Benito Garcia, who was very solid out of the pen for the Chiefs, despite not striking anybody out. 2-2. Breaking ball bounced back to Jacobson. He fields, throws to first, and retires Werner for the first out. Garcia, two scoreless innings, one hit, no walks, and as I said, no Ks, but he worked four ground balls to help him get through his two clean innings. Now here's Trevor Werner, Brett Squires. Werner just retired. One out, and the base is clear for the Quad Cities cleanup man. Right on left, first pitch. There's that curveball at the knees for strike one. That's clearly the go-to pitch for Jacobson so far. In fact, more often than not, the pitchers we've seen in this game have leaned on it. 0-1. Now the slider. That's outside. 1-1. Jacobson making his fourth appearance of the year for the Chiefs. He delivers. Just low and inside. 2-1. So far, through 4 1/3 innings, he's given up 2 runs on 5 hits, no walks, and 3 Ks. His pitch to Squires. Huge hack, but a whiff from Brett. The curveball not connected on. It's 2-2. By the way, there is nobody warming up in the bullpen for Quad Cities. So it looks like Brooks Conrad is going to have Henry Williams finish out this game in the top of the ninth. To strike pitch, fouled away into the sweets on the left side. Jacobson last pitched for Peoria against Beloit on the 14th. That would have been last Sunday. Pitched 2 scoreless innings out of the pen. Another 2-2. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from Linares momentarily, but Squires will walk out of the batter's circle. He's down on strikes. And there are 2 away. An uncharacteristic night for Squires, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. And that brings up Cale Emshoff. Like Juan Bincho for Peoria, Emshoff has had a couple of really good swings tonight, but nothing to show for it. He'll take a curveball low. So for 3 with a couple of fly balls to right field that if they were just a centimeter or two on in either direction on the bat, might have been a little bit better. Curveball in there for a strike on the lower inside corner. Carter Jensen likely not going to extend his hit streak or on base streak tonight. Emshoff in the same boat. He takes another breaking pitch. That one at the knees for strike two. Emshoff didn't get a hit in his first game of the year, but after that, recorded at least 1 in the next 6, but tonight, hitless. Third baseman Tovalin squeezing the line. Emshoff down on the count. 1-2 pitch from Jacobson. Low and away with breaking ball. 2-2. Jacobson with single-A Palm Beach last year. Made all 35 appearances out of the bullpen. 17 to finish a game. A 4.19 ERA. 2-2. Fastball slapped back to the screen. That one has some life to it, but Emshoff sticks around. Jacobson 6'1", 190 pounds. Another 2-2. Line drive right to the second baseman who will play it on a hop. Harris flips to first, and once again, Emshoff hits it at the wrong place at the wrong time. Three up, three down, go Quad Cities in their half of the eighth. The clean frame for Tanner Jacobson. And now Henry Williams goes out to the hill, looking to nail down Quad Cities' ninth straight victory. 3-1 Bandits here in Davenport. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Been a blustery night in downtown Davenport, but Quad Cities hasn't had the wind carry anything over the fence against them tonight. They lead 3-1. Chiefs have been held to 5 hits, and the pitching staff has once again been terrific. First it was Frank Mazzucato, now Henry Williams looking to close out his fourth inning of work. First pitch to Leonardo Bernal is a called strike. Quad Cities 3 outs away from their league-leading 11th win and their 9th in a row. Bernal 1-for-3 at the plate. Switch-hitting DH takes in the dirt. 1-1. I know we didn't have a chance to get to the out-of-town scoreboard or the Kansas City Royals Farm System scoreboard, but we will have those updates during the River Bandits post-game show. 1-1. High fly out of play on the left side. Tonight's game, just like yesterday, moving along quickly. There just hasn't been a lot of time to get to anything else aside from the game action. Last night's game, the quickest for the Bandits this year in 1:55. 1-2. Check swing, foul to the screen. And the count holds. 1,082 through the gates at Modern Woodman Park this evening. Toughing out what has been a chilly night at the ballpark. 1-2. Curveball got him looking. Lower outside corner for a called strike 3. Second K of the ball game for Williams and the third for Bernal. Well, the Bandits definitely picked the right night to give away the River Bandits beanie. Everyone who came in seemingly wearing them to stay warm, as Valdo Tovalin will take outside. Ball 1. He put a good swing on a ball back in the 7th inning that wound up a diving catch for Carson Rockeford. Here's the 1-0. Foul ball over the left side, 1-1. Bandits will wrap up this 6-game series against the Chiefs tomorrow afternoon. The usual Sunday matinee here in downtown Davenport. 1-1 to Tovalin. Curveball just off the plate. First pitch scheduled for 1 o'clock. And of course, we'll have your River Bandits pregame show starting at 12:45. 2-1 from Williams. Again, a curveball left off the plate away, 3-1. We start the pregame show a little bit earlier because we'll have our second Royals minor league report of the year, which will include highlights and updates from all 4 Royals full season affiliates. 3-1. That's inside, a walk. That is the first walk of the game allowed by Williams, and just the second for the River Bandits pitching staff. So Tovalin will reach with 1 out in the top of the 9th. Bandits ahead 3-1. Tying run at the plate in the shortstop, Brody Moore. Williams pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball gets by him. It's 0-1. On the heel for the series finale tomorrow, the Bandits will go to the right-hander Shane Panzini to face fellow right-hander Inohan Paniagua. 0-1, sky to shallow right, charging in Dickey. He'll make the running catch, and Toveline scampers back to first. There are two gone. Panzini having his spot bumped back once in the rotation. We've seen him as both a starter and reliever for Quad Cities to start the year. So two outs, runner at first, Joshua Baez at the plate. Williams, first pitch, breaking ball, gets a swing and a miss for strike one. Feels like more often than not, it's been the curve for Williams as he started out these Chiefs hitters off balance. A look over his shoulder, the 0-1 on its way. Just outside, way outside I should say, Jensen reaches across the home plate area to snag the baseball. Baez extended his hit streak with a single back in the seventh. That's his only trip on the base paths tonight. 1-1. Breaking ball just in. And it's 2-1. It's been a steady diet of both curveball and slider for Williams. Seldom has he broken out the fastball. It's kind of been the story for both teams today. Hitter's count for Baez, 2-1, is low, 3-1. Nobody warming up in the Bandits bullpen. No sign of any kind of closer. Just as Brooks allowed Ryan Ramsey to do yesterday, he'll let Henry Williams try to finish this game off in his piggyback start. 3-1. Fastball blown by him. It's 3-2. Williams goes heat on the hands. Baez doesn't catch up. The count is full. A runner at first and two outs. Williams sets, payoff pitch, bouncing in the dirt off Jensen. It's back-to-back walks, or I should say two walks here in the ninth inning for Williams. So now Baez gets a free pass, and my guess is Derek Lewis is going to go talk with his right-hander. Sure enough, there he is, going out to the hill with Carter Jensen. Well, if you're able to make it to the game tomorrow afternoon, definitely stop by because you can get in free. It is a free admission afternoon courtesy of Palmer Chiropractic Clinics. Just stop by the box office and grab your tickets as you come in the main gates. Get yourself some sunglasses courtesy of Primetime Apparel. And of course, get some pregame player autographs thanks to the Quad City Times. And stick around for Kids Run the Bases. Youngsters can burn off some of that energy circling the bags here at historic Modern Woman Park. Bandits trying to wrap up this Saturday night contest, though. First and second, two outs. A pinch hitter, William Sullivan, will step into the box. And he will take low and away, ball one. So Sullivan pinch hits for Luis Rodriguez, who had the only RBI swing for Peoria. His RBI single in the seventh gave the Cardinals affiliate their only run thus far. 1-0. Fastball low and in, 2-0. Now with Sullivan, you get a little more pop out there. He is the Cardinals' number 30 prospect. And you also get the right-left matchup favoring the batter. Runners at first and second, two outs. The 2-0 is low, 3-0. And Williams, all of a sudden, has lost his command. Sullivan on the year, hitting just 182. He's had a quiet series in Davenport, 0-for-11. 3-0 pitch. Fastball on the lower outside corner for a called strike. River Bandits fans excited to see that one. Just one more out for their ninth straight win. Williams ready to go again. 3-1. Fastball right down the middle of called strike two. So now, both base runners will get a head start, meaning any kind of extra base hit from Sullivan likely ties the game. Big pitch right here. Williams steps off the back of the slab, takes a deep breath, licks his fingers, dries them off, steps back on to get the sign from Jensen. He's got it. He sets. Looks towards second. Now the 3-2. Got him swinging. Ball game over. 9 consecutive wins for the River Bandits. Peoria makes it interesting in the 9th. But Henry Williams retires the pinch hitter, and Quad Cities is 11-3 to start the season. 5 wins in 5 games against Peoria this week, and the Bandits will go into tomorrow afternoon with a chance to sweep their first 6-game series of the year. Great stuff from Quad Cities. The offense doing enough with 3 runs on 8 hits, and the pitching staff once again showcasing why it's been one of the best in minor league baseball to start the year. Your final score, Quad Cities 3, Peoria 1. Your River Bandits postgame show is next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the final time tonight, we welcome you back to Modern Woodman Park here in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchhoff with you for the River Bandits postgame show. Quad Cities, boy, they are red hot right now. 9 straight wins for the River Bandits. They are a Midwest League best, 11-3 through 14 games this year. They are off to their best start since 2015. And that year, the Bandits were also 11-13 through 14 games. Good stuff for the Quad Cities River Bandits right now. Let's give you the final line score. Quad Cities, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They go 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position and strand 5 on base. For Peoria, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, 1-for-4 with men in scoring position. They strand 7. Another sub 2-hour game tonight. 1:55 for the shortest game of the year yesterday. Tonight, 1 hour and 59 minutes as we just squeak under 1,082 through the gates on a chilly night at Modern Woodman Park. Frank Mazzucato has given the Bandits now 16 straight scoreless innings for the River Bandits starters. A few nights ago, it was Ben Kuderna going 5 scoreless on the 18th. That would have been Thursday. Last night, Steven Zoback, 6 scoreless innings. Tonight, Mazzucato in his first start in Davenport this year. 5 innings of shutout ball, allowing just 1 hit and 1 walk with 8 strikeouts. He is 1-0 in 2 starts this year. The losing pitcher is Pete Hansen. He falls to 0-2 for Peoria. He pitched pretty well, gave up just 3 earned runs in 5 innings with 7 hits and no walks. He also struck out 7, but the Chiefs able to muster just 1 run of offense tonight despite putting the tying runs on base in the bottom of the ninth inning. Out of the bullpen for the Chiefs, 3 more good innings for the relievers. Benito Garcia and Tanner Jacobson combined for 3 scoreless innings with 1 hit allowed, no walks, and 1 strikeout. But it was Henry Williams getting the save in a spot start for Quad Cities, a 12-out save. He goes 4 frames of 1-run ball with 4 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. That's his first save of the year. Offensively, the Bandits were paced by Carson Rockefort tonight, who came a triple away from the cycle. He doubled in his first at-bat of the game in the first, then hit a go-ahead solo homer in the bottom of the third, and then gave the Bandits a little bit of insurance with an RBI single in the fifth. He got a 4th at-bat, but grounded out in the 7th inning and never got another opportunity. But it's his second 3-hit performance as a River Bandit, and he is the only Quad Cities player to have a 3-hit game this season. The Bandits also got some help offensively from Dustin Dickerson, who picks up a multi-hit outing, going 2-for-3 with an RBI double in the 5th inning to play Justin Johnson, who had started out the inning with a double of his own, his second of the young season. Let's take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where there's just one game still going on. It's over in Lake County, where the Captains are beating the Lansing Lugnuts 12-4. Over in Great Lakes, the Loons picked up their 8th win of the year. They beat West Michigan 9-8 over at Dow Diamond. In Dayton, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps get a win on the road. They beat the Dragons 7-5 at Day Air Ballpark. Over in the Western Division, the Skycarp beat the South Bend Cubs 10-7. Skycarp 9-4 on the year. The Cubs 3-11. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers remain hot. Their offense puts up 14 runs on 15 hits to help beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 14-8 at Fox City Stadium. Wisconsin remains with the second best record in the Western Division at 9-5. And then, of course, here in Quad Cities, the Bandits with a 3-1 win over the Peoria Chiefs. QC, a Midwest League best, 11-3. Here's your update from the Kansas City Royals farm system. A couple of wins at the A-ball level as Single-A Columbia beats Charleston 3-1 over in Charleston tonight. The Double-A Northwest Arkansas Naturals currently trail Midland. It's 3-1 Rockhounds in the bottom of the 8th over at Arvest Ballpark. And in Nashville, the Storm Chasers have a 3-2 lead over the Sounds there in the bottom of the 5th. As I mentioned earlier, Quad Cities is back in action to wrap up this six-game series tomorrow afternoon. We will have a 1 o'clock first pitch with your River Bandits pregame show getting underway at 12:45 Central. And as I mentioned, we'll have your weekly Royals minor league report, so you get more than just score updates from the other Royals affiliates. You'll get full-on updates with notes, highlights, and all the latest. Make sure you tune in early for that. And if you can't make it, just keep tabs on the social media platforms for all three affiliates and the Royals player development account. They'll be sharing it out, and you'll be able to find it one way or another. Again, if you're in the Quad Cities area and want to come out to a free River Bandits game, tomorrow is your day. Courtesy of Palmer Chiropractic Clinics, it's a free admission day. Come on in, get the pregame autographs, stay for the kids run the bases, and make sure you get your free sunglasses courtesy of Prime Time Apparel. Until then, we want to thank you so much for tuning into tonight's broadcast, whether you watched us on Bally Live or MILB TV, or just listened at riverbandits.com. We're so glad you joined us for the River Bandits' 11th win of the year and their league best 9th in a row. It has been a special, special start for your Royals High A affiliate. Until tomorrow afternoon, on behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval, saying thank you so much and so long and good night from downtown Davenport.